WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. One winning ticket was sold for that $747 million Powerball jackpot last night, but it wasn't sold in New Jersey. It was Washington State. The jackpot now resets to $20 million for Wednesday's drawing. There was a $1 million ticket sold for Saturday's Powerball drawing in New Jersey, purchased at the Milltown Deli and Grill in Middlesex County. A Patterson police officer has been criminally charged after shots were fired during a chaotic street scene at 3 in the morning. The officer chasing a suspect, ordering him to drop the gun, then shot him in the back as he continued running.
State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says Patterson police officer Jerry Moravec has been charged with second-degree aggravated assault and official misconduct because he never ordered the suspect to stop running and never warned him deadly force would be used if he continued to flee.
Deadly force can only be used when the suspect's escape would create an imminent danger of death or serious bodily injury to the officer or to a member of the public if the suspect is not immediately apprehended.
Moravec's lawyer says his client feared for his life. You can see the body cam video at NJ1015.com. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A former PBA treasurer in Ocean County is now accused of using the police union's bank account like his personal ATM.
44-year-old Jason Hildebrandt of Forked River is charged with theft by failure to make required disposition. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says the 44-year-old recently retired Long Beach Township police officer stole $47,000 from the Ocean County PBA conference, which covers the county's 26 PBA locals. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Dominski and Doyle are now available on demand.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
That's ridiculous.
Weekday afternoons, Dominski and Doyle are on New Jersey 101.5. But now you can listen to them anytime and anywhere on demand.
Is it a big deal? Is it fun? Or is it just like silliness?
Subscribe to the Dominski and Doyle Show wherever you get podcasts. Or go to our free app and click the on demand button to hear the show.
Hey, Doyle, get on that radio.
Dominski and Doyle, now available on demand from New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Garden State Parkway, very heavy north of Route 280 at East Orange, all the way up toward Route 3. Looks like an accident still being cleared near exit 153A and B at the merge with Route 3. The turnpike still delays at exit 15E. Still some activity on the exit ramp from an earlier truck fire at 15E. Toward the Holland and Lincoln tunnels, you're about a 15 to 25 minute delay. The George Washington Bridge also 15 to 20. Looking okay up and down 287 and across Route 78 and 80 so far. Mass Transit is okay. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Here we go to the ride at Route 130, and it's closed both ways in Willingboro at Wood Lane Road, Levitt Parkway through to Beverly Road. A utility pole knocked down and wires down, so you can go with Warren DeCooper to get you back to Route 130. 70 westbound, a mess in Cherry Hill, Cuthbert to Lexington. The right lane is blocked off. That's where we have a water main break repair going on, and the right lane blocked off. Also, 42 northbound, crawling big time from Black Horse Pike up to 295. A crash has the left lane blocked off. New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family, that can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. So visit them at PetCenterNJ.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 7:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:05. New York City is ending its COVID vaccine mandate for city workers. The vaccine will be optional for both current and prospective hires as of Friday. Over 96% of the city workforce did get the vaccine, according to City Hall. The NJ Sharing Network has announced the number of organ donors, 283, and organs transplanted in a single year, 670, reached all-time highs in New Jersey in 2022. President and CEO Carolyn Welsh not only credits the generosity of organ donors and their families for the record highs, but also...
Last year, we had over 550 tissue donors and eye donors. That does result in the utilization of 40,000 tissues for transplant.
Welsh's goal is to help NJ Sharing Network save and enhance more lives, achieving a goal of reaching 300 donors and 700 transplants by 2024. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:06. We're going to get an update on this changing weather pattern with Dan next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I feel like I'm sitting with my family or my friends.
New Jersey 101.5.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. You guys know how much I love Guaranteed Service. They're the go-to for my wife and I for all things in our house, plumbing, electrical, HVAC. They're always on time, professional, and trustworthy. So whether you've got a leaking water heater, a clogged toilet, a broken or faulty light or switch, or if your heating system's not working perfectly, you'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, Guaranteed Service will tune up your heating system for only $77 and they'll guarantee no breakdowns for the entire winter. Try to get a professional in your house for just $77 these days and then have them guarantee their work all season long. That's right. Any single thing goes wrong, after they tune up your heater, the repair is free. No questions asked. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED to get started or visit them online at GuaranteedService.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We've got clear skies for now, but clouds will roll in soon enough. It's going to be cooler than yesterday. We are in the chilly 20s this morning, and lower to mid-40s will do it this afternoon. A few rain showers may come into play tonight, this evening. It'll be a mostly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-30s, but we're back to mild, pleasant weather tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy. Highs tomorrow, 50 to 55. New Jersey weather made possible by the Marlboro Diner. Enjoy their wake-up breakfast special Monday to Friday from 8 to 11 a.m. Always delicious, affordable, and filling. The Marlboro Diner, the perfect home for every taste. US 9 South in Marlboro or online at MarlboroDinerNJ.com.
We have Edison coming in at 25, Mays Landing 24, Warren is 21. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand.
New Jersey